Now, Manjing, okay, swanning around over there in Italy with Lisa, getting all these stupid photos. He doesn't give a stuff about me, doesn't give a stuff about you, Days, or you, Rabsy. So we thought we'd put something together, all these stuff-ups from this year.
What's this we business?
We're all in this together. We're all a team.
Okay. No, I'm in it with him.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, okay. Well, I'll come along for the ride.
Well, he's happy to have a go at me, so he's not perfect himself. So this is all from this year, which is fantastic. It's all about Smack Jim himself. Now, Daisy.
Yes.
This is his favourite song.
I eat grass and a moo all day. I'm a cow moo.
That's not right.
That's not great.
Actually, he can't even get his days right.
You've come at a good time.
Yeah.
The Thursday show is coming in 2 days. Tuesday's today. Write that down, please.
That's not even close.
No.
I love his retractions, though. He tries to just back over them nicely. He's very good at that.
He is. He loves his cricket. We all know that. And this is Jim, just the other day, talking about the Pakistani quickie, Shaheem Afridi.
Well, he looked good, didn't he? Had good rhythm, hit the wicket hard, you know, good length, nice and straight. I was impressed with that.
The other day. Right,
so you're still going with these from this year?
Yeah, that was at the World Cup.
I was, actually. I saw that.
2 weeks ago. But what he does do well, Daisy, is he looks after our sponsors here.
Love it, Ned. Love it, Jared. We are going to a break.
Didn't get the sponsor right or his name. Come on, Jim, you're better than that. But I'll tell you what he doesn't do. He doesn't look after me or Lisa.
Perth yesterday, had a very nice lunch with my better half at Rockpool.
Lisa, paid for her lunch?
I don't know.
No, yesterday. Well,
who do you reckon?
Lisa?
Oh, of course.
Well,
with her cash?
I've been funding her.
She did bring some. Chris Hundreds out.
They are mine,
you paid for my lunch at Rockpool.
Bloody mine. That annoys me.
So Lisa's done the fit out on your house,
exactly.
The interior designing. Oh. You're paying her in folding, and then she's taking Jing out for lunch at Rockpool.
So I'm actually paying for Jim's lunch
at Rockpool.
So
you're facilitating his luxury life.
And I hate that. I really dislike that.
You're currently paying for his holiday in
Italy.
Bloody Italy.
I actually am too.
You are. Business class, and here you are slugging it
Come
out with me.
Fat.
Be
you're better than that, fat.
You'd be better.
I tell you what he doesn't know, but he thinks he knows every sport, but he doesn't know his basketball players.
I know where we're going.
Yes.
Where are we going?
To a break, because you chatted to Shaquille.
Oh, Shaquille, did I?
Got to say it correctly. Shaquille O'Neal.
He tried to blame you for that.
I was listening
to that. Yeah, he said you said it so badly so often that he was cautious about how to say it.
But you just say Shaq. Everyone knows him as Shaq. We know him.
Called him Shaquille.
I never ever
and you
did.
Didn't.
Because I can't say that. So I just shorten it up with Shaq.
Just Shaq. Keep it easy.
I know how Shaq is.
He's well. I spoke to him the other day.
Is
he's going really well. Yeah. He actually asked about you and he played Sweet Caroline at one of his gigs and he said it went off.
I tell you, he loved that, didn't he?
Yes. So you're going well.
One of my favourites is when Paul...
That is the biggest lie that's ever been told on this show.
No, we're very close, all of us.
We are. One of my favourites with Jim was when Paul and Gene and Ace and the other bloke from Kiss were in Melbourne. Start of this year they were in Melbourne. Remember that?
Yep.
They were all here. And we got them on the rush hour here. It was unbelievable. People everywhere and they were in
Understandably.
Costume and
tongues out.
Yeah, they did have tongues out and so did the girls. And this is how Jim introduced them.
It is quite amazing to have an act of this size live
on the rush hour.
90 million albums worldwide for this band. They got us off to a cracking start and they're back with a song that was number one right around the world. Put your hands together for Chris. A kiss, I should say. And I was made for loving you.
Chris.
How good are Chris?
Chris.
Chris.
Good That's embarrassing.
That is not ideal. After the big pump up too.
Yeah. And what else is there? Oh, he still doesn't know the difference between Harry and Ben McKay. And listen as he tries to cover up.
Have you spoken to Harry about the big arrival at Arden Street?
Ben?
Oh, no.
Ben.
Well, yes, actually, Ben probably more appropriately, but H, because I know there's a fierce rivalry between the two of them.
No, you actually meant Ben, so you're trying to turn it around. But have
spoken to Ben.
the pylon. That's the best thing about this show and Triple M in general.
Yeah.
You stuff up and you just don't get a chance to back over it and fix it up. You get piled on.
But at least we talk about it. Some other shows just hide it and pretend it didn't happen.
No, that was brilliant. And very rarely does he bugger up, but you've been on him like a hawk.
And Mrs. Mackay was very good, wasn't she?
Wasn't
she good fun?
She's a good laugh.
So that's our friend Jim, but let's finish with his favourite song again.
I eat grass and a moo all day. I'm a cow moo.
Yeah. NQR.
Not quite right.
Spot on. He's not right. Thinks he's sophisticated and highbrow.
I eat grass and I moo all day. I'm a cow moo.
That's Jim singing.
Live.
Yeah.
On the line now from Italy.
He's just a smack. We know that. He's a smack. That's it. Well done, Jimmy boy. Yep. I think we've hung enough on him there. He won't get this. He's in Italy.
No, he's in.
Dancing, eating ice cream.
Garda.
Pizza and ice cream.
Gelato.
Gelato.
Drinking.
What else do you do in Italy?
Coffee, espresso, limoncello, pasta.
All that crap.
Oh, thanks, Daisy. Peroni. Daisy goes with pasta.